Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hi, and welcome to another episode of
Fingers on Buzzers.
Oh, quizzical, which we are. It's all about quizzing. And I, Lucy Porter, am here with Jenny Ryan.
That's me.
And Amanda Redman, who hasn't got a microphone turned on. Oh, no, she's there. And we have an absolute treat for you today. One of the most fun interviews we've ever done with a brilliant broadcaster, wonderful author, Mr. James O'Brien.
Off of the Twitters.
He's very active on Twitter. He's very opinionated and he's got a lot to say about quiz. So let's hear what he's got to say. So we have a very exciting guest. He is a broadcaster, a writer, frankly, my favourite thing on LBC.
Oh, yeah, by some margin.
Yeah, I've got some very non-favourite things on LBC and I have a very, very favourite thing on LBC, the saviour of mornings for all of us. It is James O'Brien.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. Now, obviously, you are uniquely equipped to do quizzing because you've written books called How to Be Right and How Not to Be Wrong.
Yes.
Which are both great things in quizzing. You don't want to be wrong. You do want to be right.
So, thank you. But don't, I mean, they're not specifically about quizzing. It's not like a guide to...
You've stolen the best two titles that we...
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Mm.
We'll forgive you. So so I'm sure you are very rarely wrong in quizzing as well. Are you a fan of the quiz?
I love quizzes, yes. I hope as I get older I've become less annoying. I mean, in every aspect of life, not just in quizzing. But I was pretty insufferable when I was younger. I mean, adamant that I was right about stuff.
And so not even a great team player then?
Well, I the worst thing that can happen, and I'm sure this has happened to you too, is when you're 100% certain that you're right and someone else is 100% certain that they're right. This is very much a pub quiz thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very much a pub quiz thing. And I would never back down. And on more than one occasion, I was actually wrong. And so when it comes to the marking, that sense of shame. I'm Catholic, so it's a well-rehearsed trigger. That sense of like, kill me now, shame. Because you've gone all in on it and you've made a bit of an ass of yourself, but you've consoled yourself with the thought that, well, when I'm proved right about this, no one will think I'm a dick anymore because I was right. And on not like every time, but on a couple of occasions, I've turned out to have been wrong about it, which is not pretty, is it?
You've let yourself down. You've let the team down. You've let the baby Jesus down. You've really
exactly that. Although I've never cheated, and I have witnessed. Yeah, I have witnessed cheating. So I think being a bit of a dick is better than being a cheat.
I would agree.
100%. And all our listeners will agree as well. Yeah. We know that because everybody hates a cheat. So now we wanted to talk to you specifically about your appearance on Pointless.
Pointless celebrities, Lucy.
I mean, it's always a glittering array of celebrities. Dazzle us with the people who were on with you then.
Well, okay. How indiscreet should I be? So I tend not, it's all sound a bit pompous. I tend not to do panel shows when it's politics. Question Time down. I was delighted when I was first asked to do Question Time, and I was very, very proud and I love it. And I'm not sort of looking down on anyone who does it, but British politics now is infected with people who are so flipping awful that the risk of ending up sitting next to one of them if you turn up at a television studio. So you don't want to be the person that says, well, could you just let me know who else is on, and then I'll decide whether or not I'm going to come on this program. So I thought I'd be all right with Pointless Celebrities. I thought, this is it. It's a journalism one, but they're not going to ask.
It's facts. It's not hot takes.
Yeah. I thought they're not right. Exactly that, Jenny. I thought they're not going to ask like the real, but they did. So I got there, and that woman Isabel Oakeshott was doing it on another team, who's like, you know, Princess UKIP, and
she'll love that.
And there was someone else who was, I mean, perfectly charming, but she worked for that Spiked organisation. So right. I did a little Google. I wasn't very familiar with Spiked, but I did a little Google of whether or not they'd ever written about me, and they'd written some really vile things about me. So I'm just there thinking, oh God, I thought Pointless Celebrities would be safe. And then there were other journalists. So I did it with Kathy Newman from Channel 4 News. She was my teammate. Mm-hmm. And Dermot Murnaghan and Natasha Kaplinsky were a team as well. And
Dermot knows a few things about a quiz. He was like head host for a long time.
Mm. He was exactly that. He did, yeah. Do you want to know what happened there? I haven't told anyone this before, but they cheated.
Exclusive content.
Murnaghan and Kaplinsky cheated. I'll tell you how they cheated. The screen where you have to try to recognize people. It was people who'd appeared on Just a Minute, maybe on Radio 4, or people who'd appeared on a Radio 4 quiz show. So some of them, it was Just a Minute. So some of them were very recognizable. And some of them, of course, aren't. That's how the bloody quiz works, isn't it? You try and guess the one that few people would guess. One of the people on the screen was Derek Nimmo. Right, the late actor Derek Nimmo.
Nothing.
And Natasha Kaplinsky said something like Derek Nimble or something like that, which meant that Dermot Murnaghan had whispered it to her. Because you know, there's no such person as Derek Nimble. That's like a typo. That's mishearing. And they stopped the filming and they tried to work out. And I was getting quite, I get nervous in television studios. It's another reason why I don't do much telly. I always think, especially the really recognisable ones. Do you know what I mean? It's all right. You sort of, if you do Have I Got News For You, and you think, I'm in the telly.
Yes.
This is really, I'm in the telly. I'm not on the
telly. When you look around and go, this is really happening, but it's
oh, my God, it's Richard Osman and Alexander Armstrong.
I'm a master chef in the kitchen. Yeah, I kept looking around going,
exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I didn't, I don't have the confidence that I have in other contexts. And so I wanted to put my little hand up, and because Kathy Newman had just ballsed it up for us. So I needed basically.
You need to bring that back. Yeah.
I needed basically. A zero.
Yeah, I want to know, how had Kathy ballsed it up? Can you remember what the.
She's, by her own admission, she's very short-sighted. And she couldn't see the screen. And you're allowed to, in because they've cut it out in the edit, you're allowed to go up to the screen and have a proper butcher's at it. Mm. And she just chose not to. And she just said Valerie Singleton for no reason that I could discern. Valerie Singleton wasn't in it. I mean, she's never been, might have been someone on the screen who looked vaguely like Valerie Singleton from if you were looking at it from 100 miles away, but she just said Valerie Singleton. So she got 100 points, not 0 points. She got 100. So I needed, even to be in with a prayer of getting through to the next round, I needed to get a really, really low one. And partly because they had
So that was allowed to stand, Derek Nimble.
And they tidied it up a bit. They tidied it up a bit in the edit. There's no way that was, it's just not.
No, it's not. Possible. Well, it's like Popmaster. We've talked before about cheating on. I mean, probably you don't get to listen to Popmaster because you're busy at that time of day. But yes. Popmaster.
I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Is people cheat on Popmaster and they've Googled something and so they've seen it written down and then can't pronounce it, which is a similar sort of...
Yes, exactly. I think that
Ross recently, Susie and the Banshees was very... Susie was
bad. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Syoxy. So, yeah, you either know who Derek Nimmo is or you don't. Yeah. You don't think his name was Derek Nimble. Or Nimmer. Anyway, I'm over it now. But I was very cross.
Well, so what happened?
Yeah, you seem very over it.
Yeah,
I was completely relaxed about it now, the thieving bastards.
So did you go out on that round then?
Yeah. It was early doors. I didn't go to the last bit. I didn't even get to the head-to-head. I don't have a very glorious record on. I've done a university challenge as well. And that didn't go brilliantly either. I was...
And so it's who are you representing on University Challenge?
London School of Economics. The great, you know, the sort of, again, the ones for when you've, not when you're still at university, the ones for people who've become known in other fields. So it was me, Martin Lewis, the money saving expert. He was our captain. He was our own. I'd go to war if Martin Lewis was leading.
He was a powerful captain. I remember it very well.
Let alone
from the front as well.
Absolutely. He was almost giving us pep talks at one point, half-time oranges. But and then Justin Webb from the Today programme.
Oh, lovely.
Well, no, it's not, though. And Bob Neil, who was deputy chairman of the Tory party for a while, lovely bloke. But that's not a very diverse... That's three journalists.
Yeah.
And three journalists and a politician. And we were up against... I can't remember what university they were from, but one of them was the librarian at somewhere like the Bodleian. One of them ran the Eden Project. They had such an astonishing diverse. They had a supersonic scientist, a supersonic literature person, a supersonic engineer, and we drew, and then we lost on the tiebreak. But what I regret about it, again, confidence. You see, so bizarre. I went early on the rehearsal question, so. They do a rehearsal question and, you know, you can buzz in early, but sometimes when the people buzz in early, what they thought was the answer was about to come out in the question and the actual answer is a bit different. So you know it all, but you've gone too early. You've actually been a know-it-all. You've gone too early and you've muffed it up even though you knew it all because you're trying to be all clever and show off. So I did that. On the rehearsal, and I was so sort of, I was so frightened by my failure that I didn't buzz for about the first 10 minutes of the program, even though I thought I knew some of them. I thought I can't make, there's a bit of a theme emerging here.
Quiz regrets. I mean, that is about one third of this show, quiz regret.
That's a big regret because, you know, I know everyone thinks they're brilliant at University Challenge, but I really was over the years an absolute legend at University Challenge, like knocking them out of the park. And if your confidence is high, you'll have a clever guess, won't you? And that's a lot of it. A lot of the virtuoso performances involve a bit of a clever guess. Louis Theroux was in the same series and he just blew it apart. He blew it up. He's coming in from here. He's coming in from there. And once your confidence is shot, you can't do the clever guesses. You can't, you won't go out on a limb. Yeah. So
you cared too much.
Yeah.
I cared too much. And also, why would you show off in the rehearsal? For whose benefit is that?
No. It's a good technique because you're then intimidating the opposition. So it wasn't a wrong thing to do, James.
I bet that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you want Roger Tilling to really have said your name a lot as well. Because that's LSE
O'Brien. Yeah, exactly that.
The dream.
So we have established that you are a keen quizzer, but you lack confidence, or your confidence is
only on the telly. I've got too much confidence in real life. That's why I'd insist I was right, even when I turned out to be wrong. But something weird happens on the telly. I'm presenting Newsnight. I've got confidence coming out the top of my head. I'm fearless. If you stick some idiot politician in front of me, I'll bounce him around the studio like a ping pong ball, but stick me on a quiz and something weird happens. I just get all scared and nervous.
But is very this strange. Because we have discussed the fact that when, so say for example, if I do a so-called celebrity version of a quiz, I'm a clown. It does not matter. Yeah. If I get things wrong, who cares? Whereas for politicians, because I have done quizzing with Diane Abbott and Anne Widdecombe, talking about Pointless again. I turned up for Pointless Celebrities and Anne Widdecombe was there, and we had a very bad interaction on Have I Got News For You anyway. But you do think for politicians it is quite humiliating if they get something wrong, and I guess as a journalist who works with politicians there must be some pressure for you as well.
Yeah, probably. You can't, I mean, if you're in the business of calling other people stupid, which latterly in my career I've started doing quite a lot, then you can't. you don't want to be looking really stupid yourself. That's a very good point.
So we
can't imagine getting ambushed by Anne Widdecombe.
Well, luckily she went out before we did, so good. I felt that the balance of the universe had been restored.
But that's what I mean, though. You say yes to a show like that, thinking, "Oh, I'll be fine. I won't bump into any of those villains." Mm. And then there they are, waiting for you in the wings. It's probably
we've
the same.
We've talked about the villains, though.
Yes.
And now let's talk about who you would like to have on your pub quiz team. So, I mean, it would be interesting from the worlds of both politics and journalism, I would say. To hear your
say
top
no
picks.
No, I'm not. I'm a huge. I would have Martin. Martin Lewis would be there definitely. Yeah. I'd half inch him from our university challenge team. I've got a friend. You'll know him, Lucy. My friend Nick Revel, who's a comedian,
amazing.
Is one of the most erudite. In fact, he's coming around for his dinner in about half an hour's time. So
I'll give him my love.
I shall do that. But he
I'll
is
him on the Zoom.
He is, as you know, just someone who knows stuff about everything. He's a wonderful.
Well, comedians tend to be quite good because we know
they do.
Very little about a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly
curious
that.
As well. You've got to build up a certain level of.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I'd probably pick Sheila Fogarty, my LBC colleague, because she knows a lot of stuff about things I don't know a lot of stuff about. And she's got quite eclectic taste. She's one of the world's most passionate royalists, for example. So anything that came, I know she absolutely loves the royal family. So anything that popped up in that sphere, she'd have that covered. And one more, what's missing? I need some science. All right, it's got to be that my podcast guest next Monday is Professor Brian Cox. So you'd want him there. Oh, now, did you know what? I just did Mick Lynch this afternoon before I saw you. And he's another bloke who's got knowledge coming out of his ears. So I might have Mick Lynch. I know he's a bit busy at the minute with, you know, strikes and industrial, being Daily Mail's public enemy number one and all of that. But he's a proper, proper clever bloke, autodidact, entirely self-taught, left school at 16. And he was just dropping references, particularly political references, actually, that had me making notes to look that up later and just nod for the moment as if I know who he's talking about. Oh, yes.
Also,
yes,
seems like he would just be a good man to have a drink with as well. I mean, you know,
really
there's that
does.
With the pub quiz team as well. You
yeah,
kind of want
absolutely.
Someone
who's getting the pints.
Yeah.
Absolutely that. Absolutely that.
And so, I mean, obviously, you are reluctant to do television quizzing, but if there was any television quiz, and it can be, you know, one from the past or one that currently exists, which quiz would you love to do?
Well, this is a bit awkward. It's not that I'm reluctant to do them. It's just that I mess them up when I do them, and I get a bit worried about who's going to turn up. This is a bit embarrassing. And if I really would like to do Richard Osman's House of Games, right? And I know Richard, and I really like Richard. And we live very near each other in West London, and we've had books out at a similar time, although obviously his books have sold approximately 8 billion times more than my books have. And so, and I used to message him a bit about it because I was that addicted to House of Games. And sometimes I'd, you know, I'd say something like, is so-and-so as annoying as they seem? And he would reply, yes, and stuff like that. And it was lovely. So I said, can I come on it one day? And I haven't heard from him since. So oh, I think I've crossed some line where he probably keeps it all very separate, doesn't he? He probably keeps his banter type online socializing very separate from his guest booking. And also thinking about it, they don't really have on. So if I do Have I Got News For You, I might trend with people who hate me. And I don't know that Richard Osman's House of Games pursues that sort of
I don't think it pursues it, but I do think there is quite a lot of hate tweeting of certain.
Is there?
I have seen some relentless bullying, and it goes on for an entire week.
Yeah, well, we've had Angela Barnes on the show, who is a brilliant
comedian. She kicked its bum.
And she got loads of abuse, you know, some of it.
For being too good at it. Yeah, I can see that.
And being a woman. The same time.
Yeah, well, of course, that adds that's like the mother of all magnifying glasses, isn't it? But she, I mean, to be honest, I watched Angela on it, and I did find myself thinking, maybe get a couple wrong on purpose now, Angela, because you're too good. You're too good at it.
Do you know what, though, James? If you went on it, there is no possibility that you would do that, is there? Be honest.
I know there isn't. And I'd be worse. I'd probably be doing some sort of faux apology for it. I'd be going, bang, got it again. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, that was so annoying. I'm sure that's probably a very good reason why Richard won't let me anywhere near it. I'm
doing it's probably very flattering, like you say. It's probably that he likes to, keep it friendly.
I don't know. I wouldn't go as far as to say we were friends. Just sort of showbiz chums. But that's it. So I can't even DM him about other stuff now, because the last DM I sent him. is can I come on it sometime? And that's, and we used to exchange messages quite a lot. And I just feel, I can't believe I've told you that. And now he'll see it, and I'll be even more embarrassed and awkward.
Well,
and you can't hide.
A friend of this podcast, so maybe we could sort of broker some.
I don't need to go on it. I just want to get our
friends again, Richard.
I want to get our DM correspondence back up and running. I don't need to come on the show. I can live with not being on the show. And I'm doing Egghead soon. I mean, dates permitting. They're putting together a radio team, and I've sent in the dates that I can't do. That's literally just in the last couple of days since you asked me to come on this, actually. So I'm quite excited about that. And this interview, this might be therapeutic for me. So now that I've actually articulated all of these blockages and problems, I might approach Eggheads refreshed and renewed.
Those demons.
Yes,
yep.
Exactly. So I might not make the same mistakes that I've made in the past on other shows.
Well, and you have at your disposal here a quiz expert, and she has coached me psychologically through my quizzing appearances. So,
I also know most of the Eggheads. So if you need to know their weak points to go for, you know, a bit of, you know, bullying between takes, get them worried.
You can't see. I'm looking forward to that one. It's a good one. But it's a weird show, isn't it? Because you can spend, if you go first and lose, you spend almost the entire show in isolation. I'll try not to go first.
Well, also because what we found when I did it was we had sort of team tactics that then one member of the team abandoned the team tactics. You do have to work out a team strategy between you, because if you're left at the end if you're a confident quizzer, it's good to go later because you don't know what subjects you're going to get left with as well.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. I'm fairly confident I'm not going to get ambushed, because there's anyone really who works in radio that I don't like. So we should avoid the Widdicombe.
She'll be on your team.
The Widdicombe Oakshot Factor.
Have we all been ambushed by the Widdicombe at some point? She was on Celebrity Chase against me. I was not informed in advance that this was going to happen.
That's awful. I did a news program with her once, and her feet didn't reach the ground, and So she looked like, you know, sort of the when or when there. About. Well, I know, yeah, but you wouldn't have done what she did, and she asked
like
for
like Morwenna in Absolutely.
Like Morwenna in Absolutely, and she asked for a box, and so they brought her a box so she could put her feet on them, and she was adamant that it's on Channel 5 News about 25 years ago, when they used to do the sofa. It was the first news program that had the sofa with guests chatting, and she was adamant that if the box ended up in shot, then she'd be livid and she'd never come back. And of course, not only did the box end up in shot, but for some reason I was half bending down at the time. And I looked like I was a shoeshine boy polishing Anne Widdecombe's shoes on a box in the middle of the Channel 5 studio for absolutely no discernible reason whatsoever. Happy days.
That's a beautiful mental image. It really is.
Yeah, it stayed with me.
Oh, well, you know, I'm now, of course, going to go and look up all your previous quiz appearances and look forward to seeing you. You'd love House of Games and you should be on House of Games. It's an administrative oversight, James. Yeah. It's nothing more than that.
He's too busy, though, isn't he? He's not going to get involved in guest bookings. I should have gone down the normal routes or waited for the for the call. And now it's socially awkward.
I tell you what, I'll give you my the things that I want. You can have some of the, then at least you'll feel
get you.
Got a dartboard.
A fondue set.
Yeah. We'll get you some prizes. And if you were to, I mean, hosting a quiz show, does that appeal? Because obviously then you couldn't be wrong.
I would love to have hosted a quiz show. And I when I was still doing a little bit of work at the BBC, I did nurse dreams of landing either University Challenge or Mastermind when John Humphreys and Jeremy Paxman had shuffled off. But Clive Meyer is doing, a splendid job. Brilliant. on Mastermind. He's really made it his own. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I don't think that University Challenge would. I think they'd go for someone a bit better known, possibly even younger now, because you know the it's a 20-year shift. That's one of those lovely jobs, isn't it? If you get your feet under the table.
It's the 70th anniversary this year.
Is it really? And how many presenters have there been? Is it just two or is it three? It's just Bamber Gascoigne and Jeremy Paxman.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
And well, Kirsty Walker's stood in, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I wonder if she might be. I mean, I think she'd be a good pick.
I think, as you say, it's a long shift, though. Maybe they'll go for someone a little bit younger.
In mind,
Ryland would be.
I tell you what,
Ryland could do anything in my book.
Yeah.
I could not agree with you more. The man is a genius, isn't he? He's an absolute genius. He could do it. He could do it with his eyes shut and phone it in. That'd be good as well.
Just do it on Zoom. It'd be much
easier doing it while he's asleep.
It'd be fine.
Well, it has been an absolute delight talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I hope that Jenny can have some little words of confidence boosting to close us off.
Yeah. Stop caring as much.
Yeah.
That's the key.
I think you're right.
You can cope with the separate elements of quiz and TV studio. It's just working together. That I think you probably need some deep psychotherapy to work out what that is.
As you say, it's Catholic. It's Catholic stuff.
It's Catholicism. Yeah. And
I think you're right.
Anne Widdecombe as well.
Lord. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
More Catholic stuff, yeah.
Care less. That's brilliant advice. It's only a game show.
I mean, it's not like it's national ritual humiliation on a grand scale.
I tell you what, the other one that they've tickled me for is that rather brilliant one that Michael McIntyre does now on Saturday night. Yeah, I really fancy that. But they stood me down because I think after the war in Ukraine started, they didn't want Current Affairs on there for a while because it was all too dark and horrible. But I hope they come back. I'd love to do that.
I hear that is great fun to do.
I can well imagine.
Fairground ride and a quiz.
If you've got motion sickness, though, don't bother.
That'd be safe.
No vomiting.
Well, thank you so much, James, for joining us. And we will look forward to you winning Eggheads, as we know you will, and being on the wheel and being on House of Games.
But you have better stories if it goes badly, don't you?
That's so, so true. That's so true. And the fact that those people cheated is like that. Yeah. It's made my day that I love hearing stories about people cheating.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely James O'Brien. Hooray!
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now we have a listener quiz which directly relates to the interview that we've done with James O'Brien. What is it, Amanda?
Well, sent in by Daniel Hurst. And Daniel Hurst must have known that we were going to have James O'Brien as a guest who specifically has asked Richard Osman to appear on House of Games.
He's essentially been begging.
Yeah, and rightly so, rightly so.
And rightly ghosted by Osman. I mean, it's like, if you want to be Prime Minister, you shouldn't be Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I begged to be on House of Games, I'll be honest. But anyway, let's move on. So Daniel Hurst has sent us a brilliant quiz all about House of Games.
He has, yes. So I'm going to just plough straight in with question number one.
Please.
Who is the only player to have won all five episodes in 1 week?
We know this.
It's friend of the show, personal friend.
Your doppelganger.
Yes.
Is the wonderful Angela Barnes. We love her.
Absolutely. Question number two. Having been chosen 45 times, which is the most popular prize?
Oh, this is a brilliant question. I think fondue set has been chosen a lot.
Okay. I don't know. What would I go for? They have a tease made, don't they? These days, they've had a tease made before.
Maybe that
was like the champion series. So,
I mean, the thing that everyone wanted that I won was the wheelie suitcase. That's
we gave away as a prize on this very show.
Dartboard, you get to throw things at Osman face.
I've still got the cushion. The cushion's marvellous. Okay, I'm going fondue set. What are you going to go for, Jen?
Dartboard.
Guys, you had it. It's the wheelie.
Oh. Is it?
Second is dartboard on 41 times, and third is the fondue set. 45 times the wheelie luggage.
So. We were so close.
We were all around it. We were all wheeling around it.
So, question three. In series four, which actor and presenter voiced a smart speaker which posed true or false questions to help the contestants?
Oh.
The actor. Actor.
Actor and presenter.
It narrows it down, but only slightly.
You might have to give us a clue. I know. Yeah,
I mean, I think if you think...
Who sounds like a smart speaker?
Well, also, who would you affiliate with? Richard Osman.
Alexander Armstrong.
Yes.
Alexa, but Alex.
In the game,
and,
Alexander.
Alexander, yeah. That's right.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Very clever. Brilliant. This is why I unplugged my smart speaker. Who knows what's going
to
come up.
Sorry to everybody if we've activated anything there.
Alexa.
No, don't do that. So mean.
How do you know what I was going to say to her?
Hey, Cortana. No one, because that didn't take off, did it?
Okay, Google.
Question number four.
It's now Googling question number four.
Well, I'd be very interested to know what question number four is on Google. It'd probably be like, why am I alive? Or why is the sky?
Why is sky?
Why is sky? Question number four, reverse.
It's answered, why am I alive?
Oh my goodness.
It's a song by Covey.
There we go. Reversing given answers and questions, the game in which in, or in which game are the questions and answers given in reverse?
Oh, what's it called?
It's embarrassing.
Because this is a traditional way in my household of answering questions. If you want to add an extra layer to any general knowledge quiz.
I have to answer it backwards, yeah.
I have to answer it backwards. What they? I don't know what they call it. Oh,
go on.
We are going to kick up reversey. Oh, no. Reversal of quiz fortune. What a good name that is.
Back to front. Back to basics. Back, of the net. Back. No.
You're going to kick yourselves. It's round backwards the or the round backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Or the backwards round.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, question number 5. Who was the first player to win 3 episodes but not win their week?
Was it?
For bringing that up. Thanks very much.
Who could it have been?
Yep. 3 episodes.
Someone's still traumatised. No.
To be fair, Daniel does say, sorry, Lucy. This has also since been achieved by Rhys James. So you're in very good company.
I'm not even unique anymore, though. That's the tragedy there. But no, still, one day bad. I hope to be asked back. You never know.
Final question. This was supposed to be the tiebreaker.
I'd like to be on it with James O'Brien next time.
Oh, I would pay.
That'd be amazing.
I would pay money to make that happen. Okay. So, Richard, I mean, you're a very rich man, but if you want any of my meagre savings, then it's yours to make this happen.
Several copies of your book.
Okay, the final question.
Yep.
So, this is the nearest two question.
Oh, no.
What is the record score on a single episode of House of Games set by Angela Barnes?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, I tell you what, give me a rough ballpark so it's not too embarrassing.
I mean, I don't know how to do that without actually giving you the answer. Okay. I mean...
Well, I'm just trying to think how much... I've absolutely...
You're both writing things down, which is making me really laugh because you're just writing down numbers.
Yeah. Oh, we've got very different numbers.
To remind you of all the numbers.
Jenny has written down...
28.
And I have written down 79.
Jenny, you have it. It's 20.
See, I thought they tend to be around the teens, the marks.
Yeah, no, they do.
And I thought, but she is an absolute smasher, so she's probably blasted through some record there.
I thought maybe she just got extra marks for being amazing. So yes.
I thought she did in my mind. Maybe that's the weekly score, cumulative.
Yes. Well done, Angela Barnes. Well done to me and Rhys James, it turns out, who are... You know, the same. And well done.
I've never seen you in the same room.
No, you don't. I have been in the same room as him, actually. And well done, Daniel Hurst, for saying a brilliant quiz. And we can only hope that one day James O'Brien will feature in a similar quiz. So thank you for listening to this episode of our wonderful... No, not yet. She's about to go. Don't know. I haven't said the goodbye. Thank you very much to Amanda Redman. Thank you very much to James O'Brien, our brilliant guest, and to Daniel Hurst, who said a lovely quiz. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to my mum, dad. Thanks to Ken Bruce. Thanks to... All right, okay, you can go now. All right, I'll let you do it. Let's see you next time on...
Fingers. versus.
Oh, she made us wait.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.